This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth today claimed that a torpedo from a U.S. submarine sank an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. In a Pentagon briefing today, Hegseth said that the last night strike on an Iranian warship was the first such attack on an enemy since World War II. Sri Lankan authorities earlier today said 32 crew members were rescued and several bodies were recovered from the ocean. The wounded were taken ashore for medical treatment. Sources from Sri Lanka's Navy and Defense Ministry added that at least 101 sailors were missing, though official tallies vary as rescue efforts continue. The Iris Dina, a Moj-class frigate, had recently participated in the International Fleet Review 2026 in Visakhapatnam before departing for home. The rescued sailors were taken to the Navy's Southern Command headquarters and later admitted to Karapitiya Hospital in Galle. Following the attack, security around the Southern Command had been stepped up, officials said. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Israel carried out a series of strikes on the Basij and Internal Security Command centers in Tehran. The Israel Defense Forces, that is IDF, said in a social media post that the targeted command centers were used by the Iranian regime to maintain control throughout Iran. The IDF also struck the regime's missile launchers and other systems. Meanwhile, Iranian state television reported today morning ceremony for Khamenei had been postponed and would be held later. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency has said that 1,097 civilians have been reported killed in Iran since the 20th of February. The Israeli Air Force has informed that it again began attacking Hezbollah's infrastructure in Beirut. On the other hand, the commander of United States Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, has said that the U.S. will not stop and that Iran's ability to hit back is declining rapidly. United Kingdom and France are deploying warship and air defense assets in Cyprus after it was attacked during the ongoing conflict between Iran and joint U.S.-Israeli forces in West Asia. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, has said that there has been no evidence of Iran building a nuclear bomb. Back home, in view of the current situation in West Asia and the Gulf region, External Affairs Ministry has set up a control room. The control room can be contacted from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the toll-free number 1-800-11-8797 or via 011-2301-2113, 011-2301-4104. Air India has announced that they will deploy additional capacity flights to Toronto, Frankfurt and Paris, that is Charles de Gaulle, in response to high demand amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. Meanwhile, Air India Express said that they will operate special flights from Ras Al Khaimah in UAE connecting Delhi, Kochi and Mumbai until Saturday. In a social media post, Air India Express also said that it will continue operating flights to and from Muscat tomorrow, along with additional flights between Muscat and Delhi and between Muscat and Mumbai. President of Finland Alexander Stubb arrived in New Delhi this morning on a state visit to India. Upon his arrival in New Delhi, Mr. Stubb in a social media post said that his visit will further strengthen the relations between Finland and India, including in the area of trade. Welcoming President of Finland to India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that his visit will take India-Finland relations to new heights. Mr. Modi added that he eagerly looked forward to their meeting tomorrow and President Stubb's keynote address at the Raisina Dialogue 2026. Minister of State for Rural Development Chandrasekhar Pemmasani today reviewed the progress of the Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana National Rural Livelihoods Mission in Andhra Pradesh. In women's football, Vietnam defeated India 2-1 in AFC Asian Cup 2026 campaign opener at Perth, Australia today in a Group C fixture. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty today lost their round of 32 match against Malaysia's Aaron Tai and Hai Shing Kang at the All England Open 2026 in Birmingham. In cricket, South Africa won 92 for 5 in 13.1 overs against New Zealand in the first semi-final clash of ICC Men's T20 World Cup at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. Earlier, New Zealand won the toss and opted to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.